Yirmiyahu Perichav Gimel Pasuk Lama the Inishas Pasal Tzvi Bemoshi Yitzchak. I realize we're overlapping because we said the words of Pasuk Lamed last time, but we're going to go over it again just because it begins a sequence of three psukim that repeat the same heading, so it really belongs with the next piece. Lachain, therefore, as we said last time, Hinani al Hanaviim no Hashem. Hashem says, I am against the prophets. I am against the false prophets. These are false prophets who are not simply deluded by dreams, but who intentionally prophesy falsehood. Some say that this false prophet that we're talking about is the one who, Meganve Devarai, who steals my words, Ishmeyes Reyehu, everyone from his fellow man. So they heard true prophecies and then plagiarized. False prophets like the president of Harvard, Claudine Gay, who steal the word of Hashem from true Nevi'im and then say it over in their own name. Many of these false Nevi'im, Me'am Loe's conjectures, operated outside Eretz Yisrael because they wouldn't be detected as imposters, because they wouldn't be caught. So these are people who steal Nevuah. Rabbi Breuer calls them demagogues who deliberately lead the people astray. So these are people who know that they are prophesying falsely. Laman Aleph Hinani al Hanaviim no Hashem. I am against these prophets, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Me'am Loe suggests this is a third group of false Nevi'im. Group one deludes themselves with dreams that they want to come true. Group two, stealing Nevuah and saying it over in their own name. Now group three, people who are articulate and who are born to speak in front of large crowds, orators. Halochim Lishonam Vayin Amu Ne'um, who choose their words and make speeches. Sounds like most modern politicians to me. People who have speech writers, people who very much pick and choose what they want to say. Radak says they have charisma. They can sway the nation with absolute lies. Everything is fine by the border. We're having an open border because it's good and humanitarian. Everything is good. Abarbanel says these are the most wicked and treacherous people of all. Are these politician-type Nevi'im Shakranim? Lamed Beis Hinani al Nib'e Chalomos Sheker Numasha. I am against the prophecies who prophesy false dreams. Another Hinani, behold. Vayesaprum Vayasu Es Ami. And they tell them over their false dreams, and they relate them, and they lead people astray. Toeh. B'shikrehem, with their lies. Uvefachazusam, and with their haste. Pachaz Vafachas, right? They're in a big hurry to tell it over. V'nochisha lo shalachtim, v'lo tzivisim. I did not send them. I did not command them. V'ho'el lo yo'ilu lo'am hazen om Hashem. They will bring no good to this people. Even the same dreamers earlier on, they're very quick to be excited by everything that they dream. And they make sure they tell everybody immediately what they're thinking and what they interpret it to mean and what they think it's going to mean. All of this, terrible. They might boost morale, but they boost morale in a treacherous and terrible direction. They're going to be in trouble. Lama gimel v'chi yish ol chaham hazeh o hanovi o kohen lemar. And if this people or a prophet or a priest should ask you and say, ma ma so Hashem, what is the burden of God? So Yirmiyah says terrible things about these false Nevi'im. So the people immediately are going to be mocking him. They're going to say, well, then what good are your words? You're bringing Hashem's burden onto us. You're a Navi like all these Nevi'im. How are you any different? Aren't you just the same? So they should be asking, ma dvar Hashem? What is Hashem, Shoel Meimach, what does Hashem want from you? But instead they say, what is this burden? Tushver Tzuzainayid. I have heard great men say that's one of the most terrible sayings that we have in a Yiddishism. It's hard to be a Jew. It's a message that we hand down to our children. Tushver Tzayin Ayid. Well, this is the original Tushver Tzayin Ayid from these people. B'yomarato Aleihem, es ma masa. When you say to them, what burden? V'natashti Yaschem no Mashem. I will forsake you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Hashem. I'm going to forsake you. Says Yirmiyah, what am I supposed to do? Keep my mouth shut? And not warn you to repent? We just said before that the Nebuah is like a fire aching to come out. I can't not tell you this. Lamedalad. V'hanovivi akohin v'ha'om. Asher yomar maso Hashem. And the priest. And the prophet, the priest, the people. Who say the burden of Hashem. Ufakadati alo yeshahu be'al beso. I will punish that person and his family. That's what you have to say. It's such a burden. Guess what? Now you're in for it. Lamed hey, koso maru. Ish al reyehu v'ish el achiv. This is what you should say to your fellow man and to your neighbor. Me'ono Hashem. Umadiber Hashem. Not mamaso Hashem. You're asking the wrong question, says God. You're talking about things the wrong way. Rabbi Breuer, nothing reveals the destructive influence of these men on the hearts and minds of the people more clearly than the remainder of the parak. Do they want to hear him proclaim the word of God, the true prophet, Yirmiyah? The life-giving fire, the hammer that splits the rock? No, what they say is, oh, it's so hard, oh, it's so terrible. It's a question that could only be asked by a mind that vaguely senses God's nearness or remoteness. So they inquire about the burden that God imposes upon Klal Yisrael. Heathen nations, those who do not know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word and the Torah that shapes the destiny of men, might be expected to perceive the fate that befalls them as a burden. But we're not supposed to do that. We know the rules. We know what Hashem has said is going to happen. We have the Torah right in front of us. For us to say Masa means we misunderstand the entire relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we understand that the answer to such a question can only be V'natashti Eschem. I'm going to punish you. I'm going to cast you off. I myself will tear the bond that joins you to me forever. Hashem will banish from his nearness those who should have dwelt before his caring countenance. He must seek to forget them, we'll see a little later. Because they asked about Masa, and so what they're going to get is Naso. The enemy is at the gates. Judah's ruler looks up confidently at his proud royal palace. He and his people have lent their ears to unscrupulous demagogues. And the Navi is more aware, more than ever, of the cruel reality of his vision in Parak Chaf Dalet, as we'll see next.